Right, welcome to the podcast, in case you didn't realise we're recording.
Oh my god.
We're recording.
Yeah, feels good to be back.
I know, I've missed it.
I have. It's been a long time.
I'm looking at Vinny and Christy on my computer, obviously because it's lockdown time. So Vinny's just sitting in his kitchen, is that Vinny? San Miguel?
No, it's I bought some nice whiskey and stuff from Whiskey Exchange, and they do beers as well. So it's Curious Brewing.
Mm.
You're such a craft beer cunt.
It's fucking no need for that.
Well,
I mean, it's just a lager. It's nice.
Oh, I don't know why the C bomb just came out there. I couldn't think of another word that summed up.
Oh, that's fucking nice, isn't it? You couldn't think of another word. They called me a part beer cunt. That's charming.
Absolutely
charming. A craft beer clown.
Another audio. I don't even know what this thing's called.
Zencaster
is called, and then we're using Zoom to see each other. So there might be there's obviously a wee bit of delay between our voices and the images we're seeing, but at least we get to see Vinny's new haircut. Talking about Vinny.
What's that? Talk you through it.
Your girlfriend gave you it.
Aye.
Did she watch a YouTube tutorial before she did it?
I showed her it the night. I showed her one the night before, and I was like, this is what you need to do. You need to change your settings gradually. So, you know what I mean? You're doing a number two at the bottom, and you've got to a three or a four, and then that's how it faded in. She's like, that's fine. And then she was cutting it, and she was like, this is quite good. I think she'd done a wee bit of training years ago. And then I could tell she was buzzing, so she saved the head part, and then I went in for a shower, washed the hair, because that's the way they do it in the salon, and then cut the rest of it. And then she was like, that's all right. And I was looking at the mirror going, that is all right. And I could tell she was buzzing. And then I went, I'm going to grab my mirror. The wee hand mirror. And fucking hell, man, what the? What is that like at the back?
It's kind of like a bowl cut.
I mean,
it's not that bad.
It's not. I feel people would
talk too much into it.
Come on.
Honestly.
That picture for the fucking back that's on Facebook looks like I've had a fucking lobotomy. What is that about?
We've spoken to my mum and dad a lot in the podcast, but what are they saying about it?
My mum seen it earlier. She was howling. She was horrified.
I don't think it's that bad. Why can you not fade it in now? It's been cut. Like, why can you not just go like...
Do I want to let her... Do I want to give her another go at it?
True.
Do you know what I mean?
And true.
It looks like it's pre-op been shaved for an operation.
I don't think it's that bad.
The front's fine. I can style the front out, but... I put my hood up with Dave and I went out a walk.
You literally don't look, right now looking at you, you just don't expect what comes when you turn your head.
You don't.
Like,
exactly.
You look totally normal, I think, for the front.
Yeah.
But for behind, it's just...
Aye, like fucking hillbilly. Aye.
Definitely you can pull it off.
What's that?
Aye. You can pull it off if you're not leaving the house much either.
Aye, and nobody sees me from behind.
You're such a cheeky bastard.
Well, I can't talk. I got my hair cut. When did I get my hair cut, Christy? Like,
no way. His looks voluminous. His looks voluminous.
No,
it grows so fast.
3-4 weeks ago, and it did start to grow fast, but I got a lot taken off the sides in particular. And at some point in our Christy, you are going to need to do it, unless I just obviously let it grow, but I just don't think...
The problem is, if you let your hair grow now, you've let... Johnny's been trying to grow the top and keep the sides short. So I think if you're trying to grow it now...
I've not been doing that.
I have.
You're making it out as if, what possible outcome? You know, what is my hair going
to
be like?
I want the top to be a bit longer so you can, like...
What is my desired haircut going to be like if I go, right, I'm just going to keep shaving it on the sides?
No, I mean, you've got really thick hair. They've been thinning the top bit, but you've been wanting a bit longer rather than...
When they cut my hair, I just say to them...
You are talking out your fucking arse. You're talking out your arse.
And I quite like it a wee bit longer at the top, but it's not like I'm going, right, I need to grow this a wee bit longer.
Talking out your arse.
Got the most ridiculous haircut in the world.
Because you've got a lot of hair, there's a lot of hair going on there. It's thick. It's a thick mane.
I was saying this the other day that I wonder if you could guess, Vinny, what percentage of my head do you think is made up of hair?
It's made up of what?
Hair.
What percentage actually?
I said 67%.
Including your beard?
Yeah.
Everything? Full just head.
All right.
Drink more?
60.
So we asked Paul.
It is a big head. I mean,
Paul did tell you, like, consider that half your head, basically. Aye. Back. Aye. It's full of hair.
It's technically less.
You're probably getting 75% of your head's hair.
If you stood for the side, right, and you drew a circle around your face and you drew the lines where, you could get you could measure the angle, probably.
That's the one thing that I've always thought, you know, I absolutely love it when you go to, like, Top Man or I don't love it when you go to these places, but when you're in them and you're trying on some clothes and
why did you correct yourself there?
When do you do that? You absolutely fucking never do that.
If I correct myself, I fucking hate going to the shops.
I know you do the one time. Oh, when you go to the shops and try clothes on like I do that every weekend? Fucking no, you don't.
Because I don't want to give people the impression that I do like going to the shops.
I love going to the shops. I love shopping. It's fucking brilliant.
You can come shop with me, Vinny. Johnny fucking hates it.
I'm going to shop with a PlayStation or a TV or something like that. I'm right on top of that. But
you know, Johnny does need to go clothes shopping. He stands at the door on his phone just like a bloody idiot. Like,
I bet you love sweet shopping for sweets, so don't you?
He only buys what he likes. He's not very good at trying new things.
Nah. That was a wee bit passive aggressive there. Let's move on.
Kick Johnny podcast. But when I'm in those places, right, and when I'm in the changing rooms trying on stuff, when you've got the mirror that faces you and the mirror that's behind you, and then sometimes you've got mirrors all around you. See, when you look in certain ones, you get this in toilets and places as well. It's quite. There's something about seeing yourself from
another angle,
side on, that you obviously you never get to see it. Like, I'm kind of looking at myself side on now, but I just can't. That's basically it. That's all. That's as far as I can get to see. And I'm like, I wish I could see myself side on more.
Aye.
So aye. I think I've got a superpower because I think so. If I close my eyes, I can picture myself. I can look at myself from front on inside my head.
Aye.
Say it again.
So, like, when I close my eyes, right, I can picture, like, I can look at, I'm, like, looking at myself, like, sitting the way that I'm sitting, like, from the front.
I mean, there's no way to verify this, bollocks, is there?
I'm not even understanding it.
Like, I can, I can, like...
Is that the bit in Step Brothers where Brendan body goes above himself and he watches himself singing?
Yeah. Like, I can see myself, like, so if I think of myself now sitting on the sofa, I can picture myself sitting on the sofa and, like, see myself.
Do you do this often?
Yeah.
Do you? That's a good intro to this week's podcast.
I thought that was magic.
We should probably start committing to doing these as a series, basically.
Is this a lockdown series?
No, not so much a lockdown series, but I think given our circumstances and our schedules, it might be difficult to go podcast every single week for the foreseeable, whereas we go right podcast every week for the next 6-7 weeks, or to be fair, for the time that this lockdown goes on for, because I suppose you never know. But
are you going somewhere or that?
No, I'm not. We'll just, I feel bad that we did the last podcast.
What schedule do you need, Phil? You're always with me. We're always together.
Yeah, that's one of my questions. when we did the last podcast, we didn't say, obviously, like, we'll not be back for weeks.
No, because I was going on holiday, wasn't I? And we were like, oh, we'll just miss that one. And then,
And then shit hit the fucking fan.
Vinny's not just back from holiday and then, right, the shit's hit the fan straight away, has it?
And he didn't get to go on holiday.
I did.
I keep thinking you're going to Spain.
I think we cancelled one week, did we not? Something. And we're like, we'll just do it next week, and then shit did hit the fan the next week.
Right.
Aye, because I'm sure it was a week after.
We should go, right, we're going to commit to 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes in a row, and then give ourselves a wee breather, start again. But probably don't even need to do that, as soon as it's locked down and we can.
I was going to say, we've got all the time in the hands, we could do one a day if we wanted to.
We could.
Yeah. Why don't we? One every single day. We've got a new guest every single day.
Sounds good.
Aye, because all the guests we've had in the past, obviously.
I know. So
we can now produce one a day.
This is the time.
Aye, because if anyone says I'm busy, if we email up...
All you two are fucking doing is drawn, so...
We started an art club, Vinny and I. Vinny is yet to accept me into his art club.
What's it called?
It's called Vinnie Goff. Vinnie Van Gogh.
Original.
Aye.
Yep.
That was me. Right. I never came up with that title.
Let's get back to what people are actually listening for. I can't even remember the last Would You Rather podcast, and I'm really, really struggling to remember some of the questions that we've had. I know you've got one lined up, Christy, that I'm sure sounds like one that we've answered before, but...
What one?
I figured that you deserve this week to start the podcast off.
Why don't you quickly check on Twitter what the last one was we put out, just to make sure? Because I, on my notes section of my Would You Rather notes, I tick them off as I go along, so I would never repeat a question.
Oh, no, more just meaning it. I feel that we've spoken so much shite in this podcast that one subject comes up and I'm like, we've covered that, surely we've covered that.
I don't know what question to go first.
Well, that's the pressure of kicking us off.
So we were trying to think of doing some virusy chat, but it was hard to do it in a nice way. But what came to mind to me was all this time we've got on our hands and like all the mundane stuff that you're doing, like what my job for the weekend is to put the backs on all of my earrings that are currently sitting in a box. There must be thousands of pairs of earrings, which aren't really that exciting. So, my question is...
I fucking get to the point.
I know, actually, I don't know what I'm talking about. Kind of went off on a wee tangent there. See, because I'm holding this microphone, I feel like I'm a presenter.
I feel as if I'm watching the one show.
We went with Johnny's mum, bath shopping, years ago now, and... Kieran, Johnny's brother, came as well, and all the shower heads, I kept walking by and picking them up and being like, tonight Matthew, I'm gonna be sure. And I kept doing it to Kieran. He just left. I was like,
fucking get on with the question.
Would you rather have to count all of the letters within the RL Tolkien J, what's his name,
J.R. Tolkien's
War and Peace? So you'd need to like sit for the massive book and count all the letters individually, or would you rather have to clean all of the windows in the shard?
I've got a size here, it's actually J.R.R.
Tolkien. I was going to say that as well. What, did he write War and Peace?
Fuck knows, did he not?
You're not Lord of the Rings. You're not Lord of the Rings.
War and Peace is the big book, isn't it? It's the big one. And it's the biggest book I could think of. Is there a bigger one?
Right, so J.R.R. Tolkien definitely wrote... War and Peace was written by...
It's Tolkien!
Leo Tolstoy.
Tolstoy, that is it!
Like some fucking hobbit. Some hobbit hybrid of War and Peace.
Well, I mean, the Lord of the Rings series is quite big. I just always remember War and Peace being absolutely massive.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
We're not denying that it is massive, but it's just no J.R.R. Tolkien's book.
Well, can you think of a bigger book?
No.
So I'm just trying to think of a big book with lots of words in it that you'd count all the letters. The dictionary!
What's that?
Give us the question again, please.
What?
Give us the question again, please.
Shall I change it to the dictionary?
Dictionary.
Just,
you want.
Just go with War and Peace. We don't need to mention who wrote it. Just say a big book.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have to count all the letters within the book War and Peace? Or would you rather have to clean all of the windows in the shard?
Count every letter. Clean the windows in the shard. I actually enjoy cleaning windows.
No, but you'd be outside. It'd be terrifying.
And when have you cleaned my windows and you've got a massive fear of heights?
True. I did used to work in a building, it was quite high up, but I used to see how the window cleaners would come in and clean those windows, and it's not like they get a ladder and they put it outside. Like they normally have to be inside, and then they put a wee buckle on a inside the building, and then they pay out and wash it. So I don't wash the windows much, to be fair, Christy. But see when I clean...
You've never washed the windows, darling.
See when I clean the mirror on the toilet, satisfying, man. It's like you clean it in the way that the window cleaners clean it, even though they've got that wee thing,
a squeegee.
They do it all evenly and all that, like sort of satisfying.
I feel like if you're a window cleaner on the shard, you would be in a
minted.
No, would you not be in a massive cherry picker?
No,
like, are you not in one of those things? Those remote control things that go up and down that you see like in the films?
Platforms on the side of the building.
Don't know.
Aye, the ones that go up and down the side. Would you say that? Aye, the platforms that go up and down the side of the building.
Maybe, aye, so maybe that. Or
why are they connected to the roof?
Aye, must be, aye. Aye.
Well, imagine that was your job, man. I feel like there's a documentary about this.
I'm sure the Shard's got like scaffolding at the top of it or something like that that you can, that might be for all of these purposes.
Like you can swim off it.
Or the Shard, you could just stand at the top and drop some buckets of water down.
True.
Soapy water.
True, because it's angled, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It's beautiful. Easy. Stand at the top.
Imagine being at the top of the Shard right now, like standing outside the top window.
Fuck that.
Have you been? Have you been in the Shard?
Not been inside. Been outside.
Have we?
I've been outside.
When was that?
Years ago when it was first built.
With who?
With you.
I think I've seen it. I think I haven't been in London for ages. I feel like I saw it. Was it being built like 2 years ago?
Yep.
100%. Yeah. How long has it been built for?
Probably about 8 or 9 years, probably. Yeah. Maybe a bit less than that, actually. But
no, it's been there a while now.
Yeah, it's been there a while.
Do you not think counting the letters of words in books would be fun?
To be honest, I think pretty soon people will probably start doing that for entertainment. So, okay, I'm just going to count all the letters in that book today. Nothing else to do. So
I did rearrange all my books in my bookcase the other day, and I was thinking about doing them in colour, like organise them into red books, or like red spines, orange spines, yellow spines.
Which is what you always see. You always see that in IKEA catalogues.
I know, it looks amazing when it's done. Aye. I don't think I've got enough orange.
What's that face of it? Just Johnny
seeing
throwing
us,
my face.
Seeing us on this just reminds me of watching Lemmy on his Twitch streams.
Good
morning. I'm glad I'm not recording tonight. I look like a right idiot holding this microphone. And I'm now on edge because I wasn't holding it right earlier on.
Yeah, you weren't holding it. Right, Vinny, what are you thinking then? The Shard or the book?
The book. Because I'd be fucking really? Terrified. I'd be fucking terrified at the Shard. Hanging off the side of it. No danger. But I could be sitting in my house with a wee coffee. Nice wee coffee. Some music on. Or the TV on. Just counting letters. Sounds brilliant.
True. I definitely do feel there's been a documentary about, like, the world's highest buildings get their windows cleaned.
And it's quite physical, cleaning windows. Are you getting paid for it?
No, I'm going to say no, because you wouldn't get paid to count the letters in a book.
Exactly, so why?
Just a woman would be a wee bit more enjoyable than the other, I suppose.
Windows are just basically working for nothing.
Aye. I do see why you would go for the book, but I don't know.
There's no danger.
That's fine. And then getting to the end of cleaning the Shard would be fucking brilliant as well.
Why would
I think by the time you got to the end, the top would probably be dirty again.
But imagine all the stuff that you could see inside as well. Imagine all the creeping you could do.
I know, I like to be a creep.
No, don't give us it. You're such a fucking creepy bastard. Here it comes again. I'm looking in people's windows. Invisible man that wanted to watch a wee boy playing for himself. Oh, steady.
Sorry.
On.
We could be up. I'm not surprised Christy's dropped her phone.
It just reminds me, if I was invisible today, I would just come back into my house and watch Christy in the shower.
I just spy on you.
Oh my god, see today, Vinny, I was cleaning out drawers in the bedroom, right? And Johnny came in like a creaking door over my shoulder and absolutely shat myself.
She shat up.
Did you see it, and what did you do?
No, he didn't see it, he just stood there.
It was just like multiple gasps.
I know.
And then I just started pissing myself, man. But it was good because there was music being played at the time. And I stepped over the creek in the door and I knew I was...
Oh, the creep. We'd know where the creeps are.
Completely, man. I was like, if I wanted to just stab her right now without her knowing, she just does nothing she could do about it.
Honestly, if you're going to stab anybody, best time to do it. Best time to do it.
I don't know why.
Because people would forget you were even a couple in 6 months' time when everyone's getting out of this. Where's Christy? I mean, Christy's blown up ages ago. What the hell she is? I think she moved to Australia or something. Everybody goes, all right, no bother.
You're putting ideas in my head.
Aye.
Nobody really knows about, people well know now, but you know what does dying? Oh, no, I'm not even going to speak about the coronavirus. Actually,
I know. Let's not. I think it'd be nice for podcast not to talk about it for a change.
Right, I'm going to go for the shard.
No danger. Are you going?
No danger.
Would you do that?
Get up. No chance. Shard.
No chance.
I'm also going to go for the shard.
Why?
I just don't know if I've got the patience to count letters.
Oh, that would be mind-numbing. Can you imagine that?
I'd be fine with it. I bet. Right, you think you're standing at the top of the shard, ready to clean all the windows with your shorts on, because you're probably wearing shorts, because you always wear shorts. You're freezing. Absolutely freezing.
No, I think you'd need to wear like a wetsuit, would you not, to keep yourself warm?
I
not like a wetsuit, like an all-in-one.
Like a windbreaker?
Yeah. Is that not the same thing as a wetsuit?
No.
A wetsuit, what you wear when you go diving?
Aye.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Aye.
Although, I bet you that probably would keep you quite warm doing something like that, but nah, shard, man. Like, I'd do it in the summer, shorts on, maybe even take the top off. And I'd just be creeping, whistling away, just
creeping.
He'd be coming around the windows like that.
But you can't creep in anybody else. It'd be them. It'd be seeing you. You would probably not see them as much.
He would have Johnny. He would have all the windows all soapy, and then he would like put two wee eye holes.
And then
a wee willy hole.
He'd be all soap in the window, and then his jed head from his hard on would rub away the soap on the line. Rub away a soap.
Wee tiny hole.
That's how I get down to the lower parts. Bad in the back, to be fair.
Is there houses in the shard? Do people live in the shard?
I feel like there's a hotel in the shard.
There's probably some rich helmet that's got a...
No, I think there's a hotel in the shard for definite, because remember Greg James did that thing where he got kidnapped after the Brits and they found him in the shard in the hotel suite.
Yeah, that's what he was. Mm-hmm. He got kidnapped and they took him to the shard.
So what they did is in a hotel suite they built a white box. So when he came out, he was on like the 65th floor or something. He had no idea he was that high up.
Doesn't sound like the worst kidnapping though, taking him there.
No.
He was in a white box, so with just a bed and a toilet, which is quite short.
Imagine they took him to an absolute den. Mulcroft.
Mulcroft, I was going to say Mulcroft. Oh man, I was going to say Mulcroft.
What the fuck is Mulcroft? Aye. Mulcroft's a place in Cumberland Olds that is. Actually, I feel bad. If there's anyone listening to us that grew up in Mulcroft or even lives in Mulcroft now, it was just when I was young.
That's you trying to backtrack there because you're scared of people from Mulcroft.
I know.
Because it is still a scary place. I walked through it recently and it's fucking still terrifying.
You walked through it?
Where is it in Cumberland Old?
It's near Cumberland Old High.
It's near the Oasis Chippy in the Cumberland Old train station.
Well, the roundabout is, before you go through to the Chippy, and the train station, there are three flats that are manky looking.
I cross the road to the garage.
I'd love to go into one of them and see what they're like. You ever been in one?
Not the other day.
What the fuck are you doing in Mulcroft during quarantine?
Well, that's not for discussion. It wasn't recent.
The epicentre of the coronavirus in Scotland.
What's that?
I think Mulcroft, there's going to be a good chance that that's the epicentre of the coronavirus in Scotland.
You are going to get a lot of hate messages from people from Mulcroft. You better wrap it.
I don't think the coronavirus would even go to Mulcroft. Put it that way.
I take back my comment. It's too serious a subject, man. I apologise to anyone. Don't need to offend.
I can still talk about it.
I said nothing.
Yeah.
Mulcroft's a shithole, but...
why were you... So you sound like you didn't remember what my dad did, Johnny, when he decided to walk around all the houses he used to live at in Cumberland Old. Sound like that's what you've done. Like, why were you being Mulcroft just letting me walk a Cumberland Old?
No, it was
I'll be honest, guys, I'm more scared to talk about your dad walking around Cumberland Old and my thoughts on that than coronavirus.
What?
I said I'm more scared to talk about your dad and his walk around Cumberland Old, like visiting his youth, than to talk about the coronavirus, because I just think about him turning this on while in lockdown, while he's doing work and listening to me laugh at him, or both of us joking about it.
True.
And I see him fucking leathering.
I mean, I don't forget, when I gave you a shot at my VR mask, first shoes play shoes went to was your house. Your mum's house, and that, I mean, that's yeah. Don't even start me. I was like, you can go anywhere in the world, and you went to Whiteley's. And then, what the cafeteria next?
Like, come on. I wanted to see if I can see myself on Google Street. Have you been there? I wonder if a possibility in the future of us being able to do this podcast through the Oculus.
That would be
fucking tremendous.
How would that work? That would be boring as shit. It's what people would just be watching us podcast.
I would be in the room with us. You'd be in the room.
Aye.
We get a VR camera, set it up. You'd be in the room with us. Think of the thrill people would have to get in the same room as us.
Have you been doing
I think how well they could hear your tune, Christy.
Aye.
Oh, and that's true. We could do that game I was playing with Vinnie before we started. Like, guess what sweetie I'm tuning?
Is your phone on profile? Can you turn it sideways with that? There we go. Is that better?
Good. That's a nice view.
Move it up. This looks like a sex film.
Landscape and just gave us a wee shot of your chin and our jugs behind our big fingers.
Is that it?
That's better. Right. Yard, and Vinny's going letters.
I think you're full of shit, to be honest, but I mean, I need to go with you on the decision.
Oh, suck my dick, Vinny.
Right.
Right. First, would you rather in the bag?
No need for that.
A lot of absolute nonsense. But I see we've went out of the groove of kind of getting relatively close to the question. Vinny.
Well, why don't we ask one of the Twitter ones? If you get the Twitter ones?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep, I can get it up.
Right. I said to the guys we would ask them. So.
All right. Okay, I didn't see this one coming through, but this is good. Sean Jones on Twitter. So Sean Jonesy.
I'd like
to know how Sean's listening, because I could come from anywhere, I suppose. But Sean, get in touch, let us know how you found the podcast. He just writes, would you rather all plants scream when you cut them / pick their fruit, or animals beg for their lives before they are killed? Tough one. A tough one.
I mean, I
just need to quickly admit something before I answer this question. So a WhatsApp came into my phone and I just tried to use the mouse on my computer to put it away. I was like, why the hell can I not get that? I'm like, oh, it's a different device.
I've done that before. Don't worry about it. I've done it.
Sorry. So with the plant, I wonder when the plant would stop screaming. Do you think it would just scream once, like, oh, ah!
Once it was dead.
Aye. Screaming.
But why would you...
Yeah, once it was dead, basically.
But I mean,
same response.
An apple tree's got loads of apples on it.
Christy, you're going to make this so confusing when it doesn't need to be.
I know, but an apple tree's got hundreds of apples on it, so.
Or maybe when you bit into an apple, it started screaming.
Can you read the question again? I'm confused.
Right, Christy. Would you rather all plants scream when you cut them / pick their fruit? So if it was an apple tree,
I would just scream.
Pulling the apple off it would make the tree scream. Sorry.
Why would I want to cut my plant though?
Trim plants.
It depends. There's some plants you need to cut the fruit off, or there's some plants that are, I don't know, grow things that you would need to cut off. That's the example he's given.
Sometimes people need to trim their bush.
Apples, oranges, I'd imagine most other fruit trees.
Berries.
You need to pick them off.
Aye.
But there might be some that you need to cut. Like a coconut tree, I don't know whether coconuts are easy enough to get off, so give a coconut a big smash and get them off.
Talking about a palm tree there, Johnny.
Would you get coconuts out of a palm tree, or isn't it just a coconut tree?
Palm tree?
Is it funny?
I'm staying out of this.
It is funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's a palm tree, but it might be a coconut tree. So, coconut palm tree.
You want to know a fun fact about trees?
No.
Wait, so it's a member of the plant. It's a member of the palm tree.
It's a really good fact.
No, you're all right. It's fine. Move on.
I'm going to tell you anyway. Do you know trees sleep?
Right. What's your fact?
Trees sleep.
Trees sleep.
Trees sleep.
Hey, Johnny,
so at night time, if you night time you walk by a tree, their leaves are all droopy because they're sleeping. And then in the daytime when the sun comes out, all the leaves are up.
Ah, but that's like plants as well, isn't it? In the house. And basil and herbs and flowers.
Do they all do that?
They all go towards the sun.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
So, Christy, back to the more important fact.
I never think they're sleeping.
According to Hunker.com, everyone knows what a palm tree looks like, even if they haven't seen one in person. Because coconuts come from palm trees, most people assume that a palm tree and a coconut tree are the same thing. The fact is that they're two different species of the same tree. A coconut tree is a type of palm tree, but not all palm trees are coconut trees.
But they're the same species of the same tree.
Can I just say, as you were saying that, Christy was like, fucking yes. Christy was actually pointing as if she was right, and I could tell it's wrong.
Read the last question, though. They're the same species of the same tree, so it's the same fucking thing.
Different species of the same tree. So, if you like go in, I've not been to California, but I'm assuming you have. Am I not right in saying that California's got a lot of palm trees around? Is it Malibu? Or not Malibu, Miami as well. Not all of their palm trees have got coconuts on them, so.
Who's been to California?
I've been to California.
Have you?
Christy's been to California.
I went with my dad to see Iron Maiden.
Did you?
Live.
Did you? Seriously? Yep. That's a brilliant fact. That's better than the tree fact.
You want another? I'll tell you what happened, right? So my dad, for his 50th, decided to take me and my brother to see Iron Maiden live. And I decided to dress in pink from head to toe for the concert and got out the car and everyone was in black. And I was like, oh! So I had to go and get a black t-shirt to fit in because I did not fit in at the concert.
What age were you?
Oh, this was only about 3 or 4 years ago.
Really? And did you like Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
They played at the, what's the big one in LA? The Forum?
Right.
Thank you.
That's where they had the gig. I mean, it was good. It was nice. We stayed in Laguna Beach. And we drove up and did LA over a couple of days. Laguna Beach was amazing. I came back there in a heartbeat. Iron Maiden were good, yeah. I can't say that I remember loads about it. My dad tweeted the whole thing through his phone, so when he turned around, he was watching his gig through his phone.
Why did you
say? The last person I would expect to go to an Iron Maiden concert.
You what?
You're the last person I would expect to go to an Iron Maiden concert.
Why I got right think, into it.
Why did you think pink would be the best choice of colour?
Don't know. For a
heavy metal gig.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was summering. So it was like a pink playsuit. I had my hair all nice, curls and nice, colourful. And everyone had black hair, black makeup, white.
Wearing all pink to a Dead Man Fall gig would look at a place. So I'm almost certain that wearing it to an Iron Maiden gig is definitely a place.
True.
Back to the question. So, my view is...
I feel like I'd be sad either way.
No, I would take the screaming of the plant over the screaming in the animal.
I mean, put it this way, I seen that meat hamper you got there, Johnny, the other day. I don't mean that's an innuendo.
Calling Johnny meat.
that's not an innuendo, but but we obviously, animals get killed on a daily basis, but we don't see it. So but if we did see it, then I'm sure we'd change our opinion. But I would rather plants. People are like, fuck the plants. Just fucking rip an apple off. It's a plant. It's a tree.
It's weird. So the reason why this sort of question is somehow sort of related to my feeling on watching, what was the vegan documentary that was out a while back?
Game Changers.
And then you see a lot of different vegan, vegan awareness. So I don't even know whether maybe PETA put this sort of stuff out, but occasionally you'll see them on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, videos of chicken farms and how they obviously kill chickens. And as soon as I start seeing these videos play, I just turn them straight off. Or obviously I just don't watch documentaries like Game Changers because I know I'll see things in them.
You don't want to see
how the animals get killed and it will put me off. Like a little bit of me, when I got that meat hamper the other day, and again for anyone listening to this, we got a meat hamper sent from a butcher's that wanted to advertise through Talking Buzz, and they sent us a ridiculous amount of meat. And a little bit, for a wee bit, And I think this is why I can continue to eat meat and I don't go vegan, but for just a wee tiny bit in there, I was just like, oh my God, man, like, the amount of animals that must have died to give me all of this.
I hope you respect it by eating them all.
I do. And I say a prayer every time I do it, before and after.
Because,
I don't know, it's implanted in my head just ever so slightly sometimes.
Aye, but it's just the app. Aye, but then, it's normal, isn't it? Well, I would think it is, but but as if for plants, plants die in my house all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's two gasping for breath. I've been gasping for breath for about 6 weeks, and even though I'm doing nothing during the day, I've still no fucking watered them. But as if it was a dog, you know what I mean?
I'm not good at, like, is it pruning plants? Like, I don't deadhead them. I just try and keep them alive. But I think it would be more harrowing. I have seen some of the footage of anything crying is sad. Like, I feel animals would maybe be worse than plants.
Like, I've seen the cow videos.
Oh, I can't.
And I'm sure I've watched a film or something, a TV show where they've shown like a cow farm, and it's no nice. It's not nice.
Mm-mm.
What they do to kill cows for their meat. They basically just line them all up.
Right. Let's not talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Shoot something through their nut. But that's why I think animals, I would probably struggle with the animal one over the plant one. But I am a bit of a hypocrite because that is actually what happens now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like plants don't scream. Animals obviously probably do.
But
I think plants do scream. I've got that thing where I think
tell Vinny this. This is absolute nonsense.
What
is that? You know what I'm talking about.
So I like personify objects, so I can't throw things out singularly in case it gets lonely. So if I have to throw out one sock, I'll need to throw out two so they've got friends when they go in the bin.
So for example, Vinny, you can see it. Obviously, people listening won't be able to see it, but you can see just right there, Vinny. Coffee machine.
Aye.
Right. There used to be an older coffee machine next to that. For ages. I was like, why are we keeping that? And Christy was like, because I just feel bad for that coffee machine. I don't want to chuck it out because I feel bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, so I use it every once in a while just so it knows that it's valued.
What do you mean? Have you still got it?
Yeah. Don't chuck it. It's in the cupboard beside the oven underneath it.
Well, there you go, Vinny.
I bought coffee beans to use in lockdown because it was like, perfect time to get out old coffee machine.
I'm
feeling we've no chucked out this telly that's behind, and aye, I'm feeling like it's actually Christy going.
Aye, because I did say what's to do with that telly.
When I'm out, she'll be in the kitchen talking to it and that.
I just don't like. I do it in the kitchen. I do anything if I need to chuck out. So if I drop an egg by it and it doesn't break, it's still going to be lonely in the bin by itself. So I need to drop another full one in to make sure it's got a friend.
Fucking hell, man! Honestly,
I think it's a nice way to be.
That is, but it's mental. I mean, it's absolutely mental.
Aye,
that's mental, aye. Hey, you see the plants, if they don't get a face, anything with a face, it's harder, isn't it?
Oh, aye.
And I don't mean to offend anybody that's not got a face out there that's listening to this, but you know what I'm talking about, like a worm. You know what I mean? Aye, I wouldn't kill a worm for the sake of it, but do you know what I mean? It's got a face.
Yeah. Where do you stand, Vinny, on if you see a big spider in the house?
No, I always can't. No, I don't. I can't. I'm terrified of spiders, but I still throw them out. I escort them out of premises. And if I accidentally kill them when I'm trying to put the tumbler on them, I'm devastated.
I wasn't when I was younger. When I was younger, I used to just kill them, man. Aye. But I think I got that from my mum. And then the older I got, I was like, you know what? This doesn't really make sense. It's weird. The smaller they are, the less you seem to care about them. Spiders.
That's funny though, because usually
you see ants, like, do you give two shits about standing on a line of ants when you're on holiday?
I still think I would.
I kind of do, but then I feel like you just do it all the time anyway.
No, I don't.
Put yourself in the position of the ant.
You're on your own there. Aye, you're working, you're grafting.
So you don't feel like you've walked, but in Spain, for example, you've just been walking down the street and then all of a sudden you've been like, oh, fucking hell, there's a big line of ants that you've just trampled all over.
That's accidental, but you see them and then you just trample them.
You cut yourself up about it?
No, I don't go and hit the bottle or anything like that.
In that big ant colony, they could be like fucking putting posters of you up and going, this is the monster that rabbit the. Like they were talking about the day that Vinny, I don't know what they'll call you, but the day that Vinny Brownlow came and stood over 1,000 ants.
Have you seen
ant colony's history?
Have you seen this shite haircut? If you see him. flies. I'll kill flies because if I give them a chance to get out.
Why do flies?
Because I fucking hate them. I give them a chance to get out the house. Right, you open up the window and they just bounce around. And you've got the window.
I think flies are really dumb.
Aye, Andy, they're fucking disgusting. That's only common thing. Mean spiders. That's why I quite like spiders in that sense. We hate flies. If I had to have a spider, that's what we talk about.
What I do feel bad, and since we moved into this flat, we haven't had many spiders. We've had some, but we've not had many. But when I catch them, obviously the options are to chuck out the window, and then they need to go fucking flying. And I'm not sure whether they survive that fall or not. Or I chuck them out the coast door.
Spiders, I think they would survive it. So light.
I think they would survive because they're so light. They would just float to the ground.
I was thinking about Spider-Man, and they could just fire some web out and cling onto something.
Can he
shoot web the same way Spider-Man does?
I don't know. But do you know what? Have you ever played with a spider?
What are you talking about? Played with what?
Right, this is quite good. If you've never tried this, this is a wee bit of fun you can do. So there was when I used to stay with my mum and dad. Oh, Christy's gone. She's gone. And I was sitting at the garden, and there was a spider's web there, and the spider would run out any time you had to get stuck on it. So I rolled up wee bits of tissue paper and threw them on the web, and it would run out thinking it's caught something, and it would just think it's caught something. But then, obviously, it'd go, it's not food. So it would roll it up and then throw it off the web, and then it would go back, and then I would do it again, and then it would run out, and then it would lift it up and go, ah, that's not food, throw it off, and then it just get bored after a while and stop doing it.
You playing a wee bit of catch? A wee bit of catch?
Catch a spider?
It's quite cool.
Any mates?
I know.
That does sound quite tragic.
In my day, I was with spiders. What about you?
My best friend in my teenage years was a spider in the garden.
What was his name?
Stephen.
Spider.
Standard spider name.
Aye.
Right, I'm going to lock my answer in and say I'm going to go for the plant screaming.
I agree. Even though I don't even like the thought of that either, but yes, I agree.
Yeah, Vinny, what would you rather?
You would have to be a bit mental to go with the other option, would you not? Even though the other option is reality.
Who was it that gave the question, Sean?
That was a question from Sean Jones.
Sean, what would you choose?
Aye, Sean, let us know what you would do. Right, Vinny, do you have a question?
Did you do your homework?
Not really, no. Because I didn't know. Because I never knew if this was happening. This was only a wee trial, wasn't it? To see if it was going to work.
I think it's working great. I think we're on fire.
Would you rather self isolate with someone who was a constant wind up merchant or someone who never spoke? I mean, I'm Tom.
So would you rather?
Not anybody that's getting it up with them to not speak. Just somebody here, like fucking going to say something.
What, he doesn't have a tongue.
Just boring.
What?
I'm just boring.
I just said somebody that's not getting it, not with, but like he doesn't have a
tie. I just mean like, so what would you say, like yes or no?
Well, he would speak if spoken to, but wouldn't he? Obviously, he
wouldn't have any good chat.
Aye.
We all know somebody that's got a bit of that, surely.
Or somebody who was constantly the wind up, constantly.
Well, that's kind of like me already, but Johnny. I love a Johnny.
No, but I mean...
I'm constantly on the end up with you. Right, let me think.
Well, I feel I'm quite good at making people talk. I think if I live with someone, I think by the end of it, we would be chatting loads.
No, but that's... No, you're living in a fantasy land there. That's not what I meant. I said, they basically would never change.
Aye, there's no changing them.
God, set the parameters, we're right. Fucking hell, keep changing the goalposts here.
Moving the goalpost.
Same thing.
Aye. I think you said that.
I think I probably talk a lot anyway. So I think I probably suit living with somebody that didn't speak at all. That I could just do all the talking and then pat them away when I might play the computer.
Aye, just talk at them constantly.
So what are you going for?
I think if I was to go with somebody that was constantly winding me up, then it would just be too much winding up. Just
yeah,
too much.
You obviously you're in a football team still in a football team.
Well,
I know what it is. Football teams love a wind up, don't they? And I hated that.
Football teams they do love a wind up. I think probably the situation I'm in most. Probably pals, but more likely actually when I'm with my brothers, that's when it's like just constantly fucking winding up. So it's probably comparable to living with all of them. I could get by with living like one or two of them, but I think if all of you were to be in the house together, self isolating, eventually you'd just be like, oh, I'm gonna just fuck off, please.
Do we know how long isolation is?
Let's go for 3 months.
So what we're currently
heading to.
Aye. Too much.
Has that been confirmed?
No. You know what everybody's expecting, isn't
it? But it could be longer.
I'm with Johnny Boy. I don't think I could deal with someone winding me up all the time.
Aye. But then, maybe when you're just constantly asking somebody something and they're giving you nothing back. I think, Christy, you would struggle with that. I wouldn't care.
I think it's like the power of persuasion. I think I could make them change.
See, that's a problem because you think you can make them talk, they would just never talk. You think you could make them talk, and that would kill you.
It would kill me. I like to chat.
It would be the virus that kills you.
It would be what?
The lack of power. The lack of chat.
Well, she's got a good chance of dying without an hour anyway.
I was going to say that. I'm on my way already, loving you.
You'd struggle with that, Kathy. You would struggle.
I think
with that.
I would struggle.
You would struggle with that.
So, see the wind up person, will they chat normally too, as well as winding you up?
Aye, but they're constantly on the wind up as well. Aye. Now, you get some people where you go, just fucking have a normal conversation. Do you know what I mean? You met people like that.
The thing is, when you think on your question, I think you always know one part of it that you would absolutely detest. And then the hard part, obviously, is finding the alternative.
Mm.
I reckon with this question, Vinny, would absolutely hate. I reckon with this question, you would absolutely hate to live with somebody that was winding you up.
Aye, I'd fucking kill them. I'd kill them with a heart.
I love the fact that you know what you would kill them as well.
Easily. While they slept. Be dead. So dead.
Kirsty, what's your thoughts, by the way, on Vinny? Looks like he's been doing a lot of panic buying and he's stocking a lot of himself, Vinny. He's got a lot of fucking bread. I don't know what the Fiesta thing is. It looks like kitchen roll.
Can I make Vinny bigger?
No, but Vinny's
that's just some slices of bread. That's other bread. That's crisps that I bought today.
What kind?
Tyrell.
Max.
I'd say
they're
Tyrells.
How is it Tyrell?
My phone said some Tyrells in it, and they always call it Tyrell.
Tyrell sounds like a big black guy. Big black guy in a hip hop film.
I think it's
security,
Tyrell.
The security guy.
You know what I did find out that I thought would be quite interesting for you two? Is you know the virus, sorry, you know the email, like kind of mock joke email that was going about? I think it might have been a text actually as well, it was going about on WhatsApp. And it was basically like, right, the government are set to put us on standby tomorrow. This email's been leaked from such and such. Christy, can you hear us? Leaked by such and such at the government. It looked like a proper official bit of patter, right? And then it had a link inside. And the link, I think everybody obviously thought it was a serious link, so clicked it and it actually showed you that picture of the big guy with a massive knob.
Aye, who's taking over the other guy? He's taking over the other guy.
You know, I seen something the other day, though, the fact that that guy's dead.
No.
Because he has such a big belly?
Huh? What?
Is that what he died from?
Because he's got a big bogey.
No. It might hurt him. Might hurt him. Might be straining.
If that's the case, my days are numbered.
The strain is his body to carry all that weight.
No, he's quite a big body as well.
Somebody I follow on Instagram had put up.
And everyone on Instagram just talks absolute gospel.
No. This was, they initially put up a picture of a jigsaw puzzle of that picture, which was way funny.
Right, what guy is this? There's a slim guy and then there's a big guy.
I'll show you.
Everyone has got one.
How did we get onto this? Is his name Tyrell?
Because I was stockpiling. Because I said Tyrell. Aye. I mean, he looks like a Tyrell, that guy.
He seems like a big black guy.
Aye.
And I was just got me thinking about this guy, to be fair. I think where the chat went in, but red cards for everyone chat that me and Vinny are in, that always the dodgy stuff always gets sent to is normally good for. I just have a wee scan through that, and normally I'll find the picture I'm looking for. But
so Vinny, last night Johnny and I we've been doing a lot of group FaceTiming with each other's families, and last night we started off with a FaceTime with my mum, my gran who's 74, and my auntie Jean who's 75. And Manny Jean's camera wouldn't work, so it's fine. So we thought we'd started a new call, and we hadn't, but we didn't know that till later, right? So basically, Auntie Jean and Gran went, and we added in my Uncle Gordon, who lives in Texas, and my brother. And it was just me, Johnny, and them two chatting away. And Uncle Gordon was talking about rude pictures, and he's like, Johnny's like, oh, send us what you're talking about. Just all you can do, you just click the link on the thing, and it'll just put it all together. So my Uncle Gordon sent us this picture. I can't even remember. So I think it was something to do with now everyone's doing on Instagram, like the posting the baby photos and all that sort of thing. So basically it's this baby boy that's had his willy doctor to like an adult male. It's massive. And he sent it in. And all of a sudden my gran started calling me like, oh, she's away. What's she on about? And I was like, you've just sent Auntie June's first ever text message on an iPad. Is that a photo of the wee boy with the big willy? And we're like, Oh my god.
It was so funny. I'm struggling to find this guy. Oh no, this guy, there we go. So it's not the actual.
Aye, it's a bigger guy. Aye, him. Aye.
I don't know.
He looks like a Tyrell. He looks like a Tyrell.
Apparently he's dead though, and like that's. It's obviously been shared loads, but it's. Now people are starting to feel really bad about it because apparently he's dead.
But if I'd passed away, then. And I had a big Johnson like that. That'd be fine, making it shared. Ah, exactly.
Can you imagine if that guy was still alive and like how much his life would have changed?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell, man! That guy would have been like the guy that's got the proper massive pose, and he's like he's going to like conventions and like taking pictures with it up on Lassie's box and stuff like that. Like that guy must be rolling in it.
How's that?
What's happened? It's like him in it. You click it, and you see it. Is that him?
That's him. Not the same guy. No. So that guy isn't the same guy as.
The other guy's got a green hat or something, or a green top.
That's what I'm talking about. The guy with the hat.
Nah, one's really skinny. One's massive, obviously. But
I don't think I've seen the big guys really.
I'll dig it out for you. Anyway,
isolation with somebody who's a wind up merchant or someone who never spoke.
Okay.
Right. Hanging with a wind up.
No, somebody that doesn't speak.
That was such a deviation from the subject there. Aye. I would hate a wind up merchant. I can't be bothered with that. Can't be bothered with that.
I have the feeling that if Vinny loved to be either of us, he would go fucking crazy.
No, but we go to the pub and stuff, and it's a constant.
If you'd be like, oh my god, man. I used to like Johnny and Christy.
Johnny, what am I the most, what annoys you the most about, what's the most annoying thing about living with me? What did I do?
About you? I just probably just wanting to do things all the time. Just like an inability to just sit down and like.
Just waste time.
So like, Vinny, I could wake up, right? I could wake up tomorrow.
Oh, I lost you a wee bit. You went a bit funny.
So I could wake up tomorrow and not move for the couch all day.
Do anything.
All day. Christy, I reckon Christy, it's her idea hell. If I say to her, Christy, do you want to just sit about on the couch all day? I reckon she'd be like, absolutely no chance.
Why is my wasted?
I want to go Costco. I want to go and see this person. I want to go and see that person. Then we should maybe go a walk. And I'm just like,
Why would you want to waste a day?
I know. Well,
you need to get used to it now.
That's the opposites attract.
I'm trying hard. I'm quite struggling a wee bit. I'm actually being all right. I'm being quite productive with my days.
Are you eating a lot? I'm eating all the fucking time.
You've been all right.
Even when I eat, I think about what I'm going to eat next. As soon as I finish eating, I'm trying to plan.
I think this is the first time we've properly used our freezer, so we really need to like remember to defrost things and all that. We're never usually freezer folk.
We are home cooking the shit out of this lockdown, to be fair. Which is good.
Such as?
We feel a wee bit like
you've been making donuts.
You know, we went queuing for an hour and a half at McDonald's before it shut down.
Aye. Tragic. Absolutely tragic.
That's the most. I love McDonald's. My favourite thing to get is McDonald's.
You missed it, Christy?
Oh, I'm missing it. Just getting a wee chicken nugget right now.
Okay. Finny, quiet person or wind up merchant?
Quiet person. Aye, I would rather live with a quiet person. I'm fine with that. I could be fine cutting about myself for ages. I'd love it. Aye.
Okay, cool.
A spider can keep me entertained. Do you know what I mean?
That is true. I was just about to say that.
That's a good point. Okay, right. This has been a...
Oh, Jesus.
I'm very sorry. My mum has just FaceTimed him to my computer. What would have been a almost flawless podcast. The only other sound that you've heard is Christy's family trying to FaceTime us. So
you got a text.
It was a text saying join this FaceTime call. Anyway, we've been speaking for an hour, basically. Right. I think that's a good thing to call it.
You haven't done a question.
You haven't done a question. I think that's why you said that.
I've really got one, and we asked a guest question.
But there was two guest questions.
I'll come up with a better one for next week.
There was two guest questions.
I know.
Why don't we keep the one of the guest questions for next podcast?
Right.
And I'll come up with one myself as well.
Such a fucking cop out.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just back.
Any of we've done our homework, we provided. What have you given this podcast other than setting it all up, getting the mics on, making sure we sound? Other than that, absolutely nothing.
My final act will be to run from the kitchen and 11 to fly kick you. That'll be my next big act.
Well, remember the next time, then part of the podcast is that the three of us need to bring a question at the table, which you have not done.
I apologise.
Sean, you need to come on the podcast in Johnny's place because Johnny has lost his seat. So what's his name?
Feel free to organise it. What's his name? I don't even know his name.
Sure, I can't remember the second bit.
John Jones? Sean Jones.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sean Jones, you're welcome on the podcast next week with us. And you can provide us with another lovely question like you did tonight.
Look out! And this is Christy Harrison, reporting from the One Show.
And tonight, I really enjoyed having this microphone to use, and I fear you a bid. What is it? I fear you a bid of well. What do you say?
I bid you farewell.
I bid you farewell.
I fear you bid well. Fucking hell.
Okay. We'll be back. Definitely be back next week. And we'll still...
I thought it was tomorrow.
Fuck's sake. Johnny, can't get a question that fast.
We'll be back tomorrow, then we'll be back Sunday, back Monday. We'll get guests just to dip in and out and ask them a one would you rather and then dip back out again. Boom. All right, Vinny, thanks for tuning in.
Pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure.
I bid you farewell.
Jesus.
And as usual, Sean, obviously you got us on Your Aleph Pod on Twitter. You can send messages into Talking Borders. You can send messages to me on Twitter at Beano. Vinny is at Vincent Brownlow. You can send messages to me.
The other guy that said in the question, give him a shout because he's still a we'll ask his question next time. This was a bit shit up the back. Right.
This one came from Ross A. Gibson. So, Ross, we've got your question. We think it's a cracking one, but we'll keep it for next week's podcast, and it can... we can kick next week's podcast off of that one as well, because it's pretty decent. And if anyone else has got them, then those are all the way different ways that you can send them in. And that is that. Right. See you two next week.
Ciao.
Bye.
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 Stand up for what you know.